counties, cities, villages, townships, they've all decided if there's not going to be money coming from above, they just need to raise it themselves. They need to ask their taxpayers that these are the roads that they're going to drive on the most, and if they appreciate the poor level of repair on those roads, that it's time to cough up some money and let's get it done.
How many counties actually had road millages on their ballots last week?
It was just a couple last week. And if you go back to August, both elections had about 20% of the questions that were road millages. Some were – a lot of them were levied by townships, many cities, and a couple counties. So at this point, most of our counties have a road millage one way or another. A lot of the cities are either levying a dedicated millage or, of course, they're taking general fund money to do that, pay for that as well. And the townships, they don't have direct control of the roads, so they're just raising the money and asking the county road commissions, come in and do it for us. We need these roads fixed.
What's the batting average? You know, put the millage question out there for voters to decide. How likely is it voters will say yes?
With road millages, we're seeing about 80% success rate. It has a high level of success. The kind of beauty is that you can see the result of your millage. You can see the trucks out there getting fixed. You can see the roads getting better. Sometimes when you have a millage, you're paying for something that you appreciate having, but you don't see directly. So you're hoping your money is being spent wisely. With road millages, millage today, work tomorrow, better roads down the road.
Yeah, and as we've often heard people say on this program, it's you're going to pay one way or the other. You're going to pay in a millage. You're going to pay perhaps if they wind up with gasoline taxes, or you're going to pay with a blown rim or bent this or that. But I wonder what message you think Lansing lawmakers should take from what they're seeing happening at the local level.
Well, it's two messages really. One is that the voters are ready. They're willing to pay more. The roads need to get fixed. They understand public services don't happen without tax dollars, and they're willing to do that. But, you know, I see there's a good side to this as well. What we do at the Citizens Research Council is promote good government. And one of the principles of good government that we promote is that the people spending the money should be responsible for the taxing of it. If you use it more wisely, if you had to actually go to the voters to ask for it. So in a way, this is a good thing that the local governments are not waiting for money from above, waiting for manna to fall from heaven. And here's
– for Big Daddy to shake the money tree.
Right. Here's the money. Go spend it. They have to go out and actually tell the voters, we need that money and we'll be accountable for how it's being spent. So yes, it would be good. We need the Lansing to do something to get money. Lansing, of course, is the most efficient way to raise the money, to have gas tax or registration fees. We don't need the competition from unit to unit to one has a gas tax and the other one doesn't or something like that. It's better if Lansing does it. But it's good local governments have skin in the game too.
And what are the things that the local governments are using that money for? Give me an idea of how it's being spent.
It's mostly fixing the roads. We're not building new roads. We're not you know, putting concrete where it hasn't been before. They're either paving over roads that have been there, they're patching them, they're tearing them apart and reconstructing them. It's trying to make the roads well so, again, that we don't end up in the bump shop fixing a tire, fixing a bumper, fixing whatever.
Yeah.
Let's make the roads passable so that we can live our lives.
And is some of that also getting ready for the upcoming winter? Because I know we've talked, for example, to the fella in Washtenaw County whose job it is to acquire salt.
Right.
Prices are up and they're worried about another bad winter. Is some of that going to prepare us for winter as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Isn't as a road engineer, whether you're at the city, the state, or the county level, you have this balancing act of fixing the roads, of roadside and, you know, beautification, making sure the grass is cut, things like that. And also making sure there's enough money put aside, hopefully not for a winter like we had last year, knock on wood. But they know, you know, we live in Michigan. It's going to snow. The roads got to get cleared. We need to have salt for the roads. We can't do like a lot of other states, just throwing sand out or dirt to create friction. That we need salt to melt our snow. So that's costly. And as salt prices go up, it becomes more costly.
Well, as you point out, saying yes to your township or your county's request means you will see those orange cones go up, but at least you know you're getting something for your money.
Yeah, it's good. It's results, direct results, and something we can hold our government officials accountable for.
Eric Lufer, president of the Citizens Research Council. Thanks so much, Eric.
Thanks for having me.